There was movement off to one side. The central junction of the root house had four galleries leading off, all looking grey, a little misty, and it was in one of them that a tall figure stood. It was a human, naked to the waist, the skin of his torso marked with many small wounds. And when Chell saw the flat metallic implants on the back and the neck, he instantly knew that it was Rory. Even before he glanced round for a moment, before heading away into the shadows at a crouch. Instinctively, Chell drifted forward, wondering how Rory had managed to find his way here to the root house. But when the darkened gallery melted away into somewhere in the open, somewhere flat and gloomy, he realised that he had strayed into the domain of that seer talent that he called the dream speculator. Ahead of him, the human Rory was creeping across ground consisting of scattered flat stones and tufts of grass towards a dark squat building. There were metallic gleams and the glowing red and blue pinpoints of machine displays. Suddenly, Chell realised that this was Giant Shoulder, and even as the thought struck him, the surface of the promontory began to quake. Big stone slabs quivered and shifted, and Rory staggered. Some structures, low buildings and a couple of watchtowers, fell apart and collapsed. Then a crack opened and a harsh silver-grey radiance poured out. Rory dodged round and ran for the squat building. But the ground suddenly began to rise from the centre, like a growing mound, forcing Rory to clamber along on his hands and knees. Until fractures appeared all across it. Seconds before, it erupted in a violent, rushing blaze of harsh silver light, with a solitary figure silhouetted against the brightness for an instant. Chell breathed in suddenly, a quick, cold chestful of air, and he was back on the stone plinth. Most of his awareness was still guiding itself out to the last extremities of the 19 root houses and their networks of strands. The planetary energies continued to trickle through, and over on its mech-guarded fastness of Giant's Shoulder, the Legion Knight remained, unfathomable, yet perhaps also unsuspecting. But the meaning of that vision, did it presage some kind of inevitable tragedy, or was it a warning, or something symbolic involving Rory? That was the problem with the dream speculator. The things it revealed could be thoroughly literal or abstrusely metaphorical, with scarcely any hint as to which was being observed. And right now, he had neither time nor opportunity for the meditation that would make the vision clearer.
"I must complete my work and trust that Rory's path does not bring him more pain, him least of all."
Chapter 26. Kyros. Bodiless in the cage. Sights and sounds were all he knew. From a desperate, indiscriminate grasping at every audible and visual scrap, he had grown in attentiveness and analytical acuity. Now he was almost attuned to the totality of the impressions that reached his eyes and ears. Except that they were his no longer. He was a prisoner in his own brain, betrayed by his lifelong AI companion Gratach, who now controlled his body. Kyros knew that he was only able to see and hear because Gratach permitted it.